Welcome to a special legislative report with your state representative, Matthew Dowling, of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset counties. Representative Dowling is reporting today from Addison, a borough in Somerset County that's been for the most part without water since Wednesday night after a water leak developed in the municipality's public drinking water system. Joining Representative Dowling from Addison today is Mayor Marcy Kolaski, who's in charge of the mostly volunteer effort to deal with this situation and provide bottled water and other supplies to the families in Addison who are affected by this water system emergency.
I'm with Mayor Marcy Kolaski, and we are in Addison right now where it's starting to rain just a little bit. We've been helping to support the Addison Borough issues that they've had with their water system. Mayor, would you tell me a little bit about the issues that you're experiencing here?
On Monday of this week, we found out that some of our residents did not have water. When the reservoir was checked, found out that it had about 2 feet of water in it. The gentlemen that are on the water authority immediately went and located a leak. I contacted Representative Dowling's office for assistance and also the emergency services of Somerset County, Joel Landis. I got a hold of everybody that I could think of. The gentleman on the authority found the leak, a major leak. They started digging and had it repaired by Tuesday evening, but for some reason we have water flow into the reservoir, but the reservoir is not filling.
So I know we were hopeful and optimistic when I was leaving here Tuesday night that we had located the problem and that we would have a solution, but we're still exploring for additional leaks that may be in the system, correct?
Correct. We found one that was supposed to be repaired today, but with the rain, maybe put off. We also are having trouble. The water flow into the reservoir is not exactly as it should be. We have a new pump installed last month, and the water flow from the pump house to the hydrant where we check it is not exactly what it's supposed to be. So the flow going into the reservoir is not as much as it's supposed to be. And if people are still using water, what's flowing in is going out and the reservoir is not filling up.
So I think it's important to note that there are two different water advisories out there. Of course, a boil water advisory if you do have water in your home, although the upper end of the borough is completely without water.
They have none right now.
And also there is a conserve warning that's out there, a conservation warning. We're urging members of the community to not use the water if they do have it, to allow that reservoir to continue to fill. Is that correct?
Correct. If you don't absolutely have to use the water, please do not. We have water buffaloes, and the Addison Fire Department is keeping those filled for me. As far as drinking water, we have sufficient amount of water, bottled water, for people to use to drink. If you do have water in the borough, boil it. The chlorinator is not working correctly because we don't have the water going in correctly, so the boil water notice will be on until further notice.
So kind of just to wrap up the problems in the area, there are outside contractors as well as the Municipal Water Authority that are working on corrections to the leaks. And once the reservoir is full to sufficient level, the chlorinator will begin to work again. But it could take 48 to 72 hours from what I've been told for the system to start working properly. So we're still looking at probably a few more days or several more days of this kind of water crisis that we're experiencing here in Addison.
Yes, I would say maybe a week.
And just as an update, emergency permitting has been filed with the DEP. I believe you guys are doing everything you can to restore service to your customers. Before we went on the air, you mentioned to me the number of customers you have or families that are affected in the water system. Do you happen to recall that number?
Correct. We have 114 homes and a couple businesses. So within the homes, there, of course, are multiple people. So I would expect at least 200 people that we service with water out of the 114 homes. I would like to add CME, which is out of Somerset, is one of our water contractors. and the DEP are in town today. I'm told they have leak detection equipment that they are trained to use, and they are looking for any other leaks or any other possible leaks. We've also had men walking the line from the pump house all the way down to the hydrants to find out if there's a leak as to why that low rate is coming in. So we're doing absolutely everything, and I can't thank everybody enough for their efforts.
I know you've had other boroughs that have reached out to assist you. I believe Seven Springs and Somerset Borough, other boroughs that have reached out to help you.
Kevin Broadwater, who is emergency management coordinator for Myersdale, he also works with the other boroughs. Myersdale Borough has donated a lot of paper products to us, and Food Lion in Myersdale has offered their assistance also. Right now, we have handed out the majority of what was donated, so we will be needing more donations, mainly of paper products and cleansing products.
I want to talk about how people can donate and what items they can donate, where they can drop those off. I also wanted to mention that our new Director of Emergency Services for Somerset County, Joel Landis, has been on the ground assisting with the efforts and has been in contact and communicating with the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, PEMA, and they've provided, I know, pallets of water, kind of a two-week supply, but we will need additional water and other items. Do you want to go through the list of items that people can donate?
Yes. Right now, we tried to figure out, personally, if I don't have water, what I would need. And we need paper plates, bowls, cups, toilet paper, wet wipes, like some companies make a cleansing cloth so that people can take kind of like a dry or personal bath.
You could also use maybe baby wipes.
Baby wipes or any type of cleansing cloths are good. Clorox wipes so that people can clean their countertops and their bathrooms. Plastic sandwich bags, because we have a few cases of silverware, but they're bulk silverware, so the sandwich bags we can package up with odds and ends of stuff. Garbage bags so people can throw all this stuff away. Hand sanitizer, so they're not running water to wash their hands, and also any more water that people want to donate.
Now, you made a great comment before we went on the air. In your family or my family who go camping, we know kind of some of the things that we take when we go camping, and those are the same items that may be needed. So if we miss something on the list,
correct,
and you are a camper, think about what you would pack in your pack to go camping. That's what the people of Addison Borough need right now, because they're operating without kind of that permanent infrastructure of water, flushing toilets, et cetera. Now, if someone wants to donate or if someone needs assistance, we have a couple phone numbers I'd ask you to give out. The first one is the number for the borough, and the second is the number for my offices, which are helping to coordinate the efforts. Can you give us those numbers, Mayor?
The borough number would be 814-395-5414. And the office number for Representative Dowling would be 814-634-4390. And I also have a Facebook page that we have started basically for information. And if anybody needs assistance, they can contact us there. Is Addison PA Borough Info. So they can ask, either become a member of that group or leave a comment or offer assistance or ask any questions that they can there. They can also personal message me. They can find me on Facebook if they need to.
Okay. We also have our page, which we're trying to keep updated with that information, facebook.com/RepDowling. Mayor, I want to thank you for sharing this information. Is there anything else you want to share with the community?
Yes, I just want to make a personal thank you. The Addison Fire Department has offered their truck bays to house our water in. The Salvation Army has donated food goods and paper products to us and has offered more assistance if we need it. The Red Cross donated 25 cases of water brought down all the way from Altoona. And just a huge thanks. It's hard to name everybody that's been involved, but my Water Authority guys, huge, huge thanks to them, because they've put in countless hours trying to repair this.
And volunteers that are doing the work.
Absolutely. I have volunteers from within the borough and outside of the borough that are non-residents that are coming in, helping to carry water, helping to man the... We have a building in the center of town here that has the doors wide open, and there's people in there handing out our paper products door to door, and somebody is manning that from about 9 to 6 every day. But if somebody needs something more, they can get a hold of us. It's just wonderful how the community has really come together to help out with this.
Just one more time, that contact information. And if you're in the Uniontown area and you're listening on WMBS or one of the other local stations, we'd ask that you bring any of those donated items to my district office on West Main Street in Uniontown. We'll get those up to Addison. If you're from the mountain area, you can drop off those donated items at the Borough Building in the center of town. Again, those phone numbers are 814-395-5414 for the borough, or for my district office, 814-634-4390. On Facebook, Addison PA Borough Info, or Rep Dowling, you can find additional information about how you can assist the constituents and residents of Addison Borough, those 200 families that really need our help and support right now through this water crisis. Thank you so much for being with me, Mayor.
Thank you.
Representative Dowling, thanks for that report from the Borough of Addison about the ongoing water emergency and for providing those contact numbers. And please remember to tune in again next time for another legislative report with your state representative, Matthew Dowling.